Welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business and LinkedIn coach, as well as a luxury brand consultant. I help business owners take their brands to the next level by implementing my personal techniques when it comes to growing their service, sales, and social media. Over the past 20 years, I've grown multiple brands in the beauty, hospitality, health, and luxury travel markets. I've exceeded all of their expectations, and I'm here to share my tips and tricks on how I did it. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today, so you can definitely expect some pretty crazy stories to be shared here as well. Don't forget, the conversations happen after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group. That's where I'll be every week to answer all of your questions. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit thehappyworkaholic.com and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. Now, let's get started with today's show. Hey guys, how are you? I hope that you're having a fantastic day. I want to talk to you today about comparison and why you should not do it. And I've recently caught myself comparing myself to others in two different circumstances. Online, well, a while ago online, and then also recently in person. So I want to share some stories. So in my personal life, I am 39 years old. I'm single. I do not have children. I think almost all of my friends are married with kids or in a relationship with children and have children as well. And I caught myself getting really sad a couple weeks ago because I was with a group of women. They're all my age. They all are in a relationship. Some are, some aren't, but they all have kids. And I always thought by 25, I'd be married and have 4 kids, 2 boys, 2 girls. That was like always the plan. And now I can't even have children. So I'm going to have to adopt. And that's definitely in the plans for me. But I got really sad. Like, I was comparing myself, like, what if I didn't travel the world? And what if I, you know, stayed in that relationship and I had kids and all this? And then I think to myself, like, I'm so lucky, because so many people say to me all the time, like, you're so lucky you got to travel the world and do all these amazing jobs. Like, how did you even get into that? And what made you want to do that? And I've just always had that drive in me. I just remember when I was little, I had a map of the United States as a placemat, plastic placemat. And every time I ate, my goal was to always be at Disney World as many times as my year. So I'm 39, but I've actually only been 20-something. No, 18. I don't even know. I lost track. But I just had like these crazy goals. And that's so great to have. But, you know, it's really depressing when you start comparing yourself to others online and in person. So that's my story. For comparing myself to others in person. And everybody has their unique story, characteristics, personality, sense of humor. You shouldn't compare yourself to what if this happened and what if that happened and what if I had kids, what if I didn't have kids, what if I didn't move, what if I stayed at that job. Those are just questions that are seriously going to drive you crazy. And I caught myself, you know, questioning myself the other day, and I'm like, why am I doing that? Like, I'm so lucky to have a diagnosis of NMO because some go years without knowing. And I'm so lucky to be healthy other than that and have a great group of friends all over the world because I was able to travel for so many years. And then also comparing myself to others online, when I first started business coaching, I would research all these other business coaches, what they're doing, what type of sales funnels they were putting together, what their websites looked like. And I've been designing my own WordPress websites for over 10 years now, as well as other clients. And I am definitely a one-on-one person. If you need some help in your business and you like what I have to offer, if you want to have a conversation with me, I want to get on the phone with you right away. I don't want people clicking through like this crazy sales funnel. Like, I just feel like for me, like my personal opinion, there's nothing wrong with that at all. And they're so worth it in certain businesses. But for me personally, I want to get on the phone with you. I want to have a conversation. I want to see what you need. I want to see if we're a good fit together, if our personalities mesh. Like, that's what I want, and that's how I choose to work. And like, that's how I see who I want to work with. That's just my style. But in the beginning, I was always comparing myself, like, my website's never going to look like that. I will never make that much money from a launch, and I can make that much money from a launch in my own unique way. So if you're a business coach or you have a business online and you're comparing yourself to others, stop right now. Don't do it. It's going to drive you crazy, because others are probably looking at your stuff and saying, oh my God, that's so amazing. Like, I wish I had that. And you should be proud of what you have. You should be proud of the work that you've put in and the designs you've done, or just the amount of work and creative that goes into building your own brand and your business, especially if it's online. And you want to make sure that your branding and everything else represents you to a certain degree that really shines through to others that will want them to work with you. So comparing yourselves to others is just not a great thing to do, because it's just going to get you in a mindset that's like not as positive that you where you should be. And it's going to get you into a negative headspace, and that's not good for anybody, especially yourself. You need to be in a positive, happy, healthy, positive, and productive mind frame, mindset, mood. It's just the best that's for you, especially in your personal life, and obviously as well as in your business. But I just wanted to share those two stories with you, because it's something that I caught myself doing. It's something I've done in the past. And I just like had to, you know, smack myself. Like, what are you doing? Stop comparing yourselves to others, because others, you know, give you compliments and say, wow, you've really gotten to do so much in your career. And I'm so, so appreciative and lucky that, yes, I was. But then half of me is like, I wish I was married and had kids. But that's just not what's in the cards for me right now. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but it's just not in the cards for me right now. And that's what you have to always tell yourself. If something's not going your way, if something, you know, you really thought, like, if you applied for a job and you've gone through multiple interviews and you didn't end up getting the job, it's not in the cards for you right now. And it's not what is in the plans for you in the future. Maybe it is. Maybe it's something better is going to come along your way. Maybe that person that interviewed you, I've told a couple of my friends that have gone through this, maybe that person that interviewed you is loved you, but it wasn't her final decision. And what if she goes to a bigger and better company and you stood out in the interview and she calls you first and you get a better job with a better salary and better benefits? And that's happened a couple times to a few of my friends. And I've told them that. And you just never know where life is going to bring you, but and take you. But you definitely want to stop comparing yourselves to other people in person, you know, like in real life or online, because it's going to destroy you. And you have your own unique qualities and personality and characteristics that you bring to the table, that you bring to life, that you bring to your friends, your family, your work, your clients. And that's what is so attractive to you. So just be strong, stand your ground, know that you don't need to compare yourself to others, because you have your own unique qualities that people love about you, and that's why you are here. So that's all I really wanted to talk to you guys about today. It's just something I wanted to share, because I caught myself doing it a couple weeks ago, and I really wanted to talk about it on a show, because I know that others suffer from this. So stop comparing yourself to other people, and it will improve your mindset and your attitude, and it will allow you to have a more productive day and happy and healthier thoughts. So that's all I've got for you guys today. So I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you like this episode, please let me know by writing a review for the Happy Workaholic podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic podcast Facebook group. That's where I'll be to answer all of your questions about any of the episodes that you've been listening to. Now, if you prefer any behind-the-scenes action, you can always follow me on Instagram at KKinVegas, where I post daily on my feed and on Instagram stories. Now, if for some reason you're not on social media, you can always send me an email at hello@KellyanneGorman.com or visit my website at KellyanneGorman.com and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. You'll be getting those delivered to your inbox every Wednesday. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk again soon.